All right, we've now been joined by our race winner, Corey Heim, and we will open up and take questions for Corey. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get started. We'll start with Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, GetChance.com. Congrats, Corey. Without John Hunter Nemechek, could you still won that race?
Yeah, really hard to say. You know, I feel like our 51 Tundra TRD Pro is really good, and it can suck up to the 18 really good with, you know, five to go. And anytime I try to kind of make a run to simulate it a little bit but not pull out, I'm at that exact moment. So, you know, it's hard to say. I feel like if I could build up a good enough run to get to his quarter panel, I could have had a shot at it. But the Ford truck, you know, pushing me that far out in front definitely gave me a big advantage there at the end.
All right, Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Corey, talk about new track surface, the banking. What was it like? What can you compare it to with other tracks?
Yeah, really, I can't compare it to any track that I've personally ran on. I think, you know, maybe Michigan a little bit as far as just how much throttle time you're having. But, you know, just leading up to this race, I think it was a pretty big unknown for the teams. A lot of people took different packages to the racetrack, but Toyota Racing and KBM, you know, all throughout the last, you know, couple weeks, just and over the offseason, really knowing that there's going to be a repave, did an awesome job just kind of sizing up the repave and making sure that we have a really good piece for the racetrack. And, of course, it proved.
Go ahead, Utter.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Corey, so at the end, what were you expecting from John Hunter? Did you have any idea that he was going to pull in line to try to help you guys? And once he did you have an equal shot of him not helping you as you did of him helping you?
Yeah, I feel like with John Hunter being kind of a lap down there at the end, you know, regardless of who is in front of him, I feel like unless that truck would have been a non-KBM truck, which of course I was in front of him, so it was a KBM truck. I feel like, you know, as long as the KBM truck won, I think that's always concerned about at that point, just because of how hard we know we worked off of the off-season to bring good trucks to the racetrack. So, excuse me, I'm kind of losing my voice here, but yeah, I mean, I think John Hunter, you know, is a huge crucial part of that ending right there, and without him, it would have been tough to pull it off. But you know, like I said before, we had such a good Tundra TRD Pro today.
All right, we can get our microphone over here to Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
Jeff Hood of RacingToday.com. Corey, being a local guy, what does it mean to win at your home track? But I think maybe just as important to be the first ever winner on this new Atlanta Speedway.
Yeah, there's just so many things going through my head right now, and that's just so surreal to be at my home track where I've, you know, raced so many races around the Little Legends Oval out front, and, you know, growing up 30 minutes from here and coming since I was a two-year-old to watch cup races here is pretty phenomenal to come here, even though it's not the same racetrack. It's a repave, as you mentioned, but even to just be inside these safer barriers and just pull it off right there was insane for me. It's just surreal. I'm at a lack of words a little bit, but, yeah, as you mentioned, just a home race, it's surreal.
All right, we're going to go to Zach. Go ahead, Zach.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. At the end there, Chandler basically said that you know, he felt like he was a sitting duck a little bit there, but he also expressed some frustration that some of the things you guys had game planned pre-race, beforehand, kind of went out the window there. Were there some difficulties in trying to keep to the plan and work together, you know, kind of the way you guys had set out for?
Yeah, no, I think the beginning goal of the day for KBM was for a KBM truck to get in victory lane, so that was exactly what happened. Nobody got wrecked, and, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with, you know, what I did at the end there. It's my career, it's my own path, and I'm trying to win races. So, you know, Chandler did a great job of defending what he could, but, you know, like you mentioned, he was a complete sitting duck, which is totally true. You know, the runs you get here are insane, and you just can't really do much about it instead of try to block, and he did, but I just was ready for it. I kind of had my own game plan in my head at the end there for pulling that kind of block, so... yeah, I feel like the beginning goal of the day was for a KBM truck to be in victory lane, and luckily it was me.
All right. Any questions in the press box? Okay, we'll come back. Okay, we'll come back downstairs to Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Corey, your crew chief, Marty Lindley, his dad, way before your time, was one of the greatest short track drivers ever. And looks like that was Racing Reference has already updated his fourth career win in the truck series as a crew chief. A little about Marty, the relationship, and, you know, him being a true racer.
Yeah, Marty's been awesome to me. He's been a phenomenal truck series crew chief for me. I actually raced against him for 3 years in the ARCA series when he was with GMS, and, you know, he beat us every single week, so I knew that he was a really good crew chief. And, you know, him coming to KBM and me kind of pathing up to go to KBM the next year was really exciting because I had a shot at working with them. And, you know, I had three truck race starts last year, and we had really good speed in every single truck start. We had Darlington, and we ran up front all day. Martinsville, we ran up front all day. So I know we just needed a little bit of luck. We had the crew chief there. We had our spotter good. I feel like I was doing an okay job, just needed a little bit of luck on our side. And today we had all three factors there.
All right, we'll take an additional question over here. Go ahead.
Christian Coley, Kicking the Tires. You've had three straight ARCA wins on the super speedways. How much did that kind of translate in today's kind of style of racing, and how did it benefit you at the end? Because you kind of knew how and what you needed to do to get a run.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I kind of came into this race thinking it'd be a little bit more packed up and not as much of as a super speedway, but I feel like it was going to space out a little bit. Still in a pack, but just nobody hitting each other and bumping each other down the straightaways as much. But by the end of it, it felt like pretty much Daytona running the wall. So I kind of used what I gained from my ARCA races, and it kind of took me a while to really translate that knowledge from ARCA to truck and just be comfortable with using that and applying that knowledge. So as soon as I did that and really got comfortable with the truck and was able to kind of apply the things I learned on super speedways, it really proved to pay off at the end.
All right. Any final questions for Corey? Okay, go ahead.
Corey, Jackson Freiberger with the ATL Sportswire here. How big is it for you, how special to get your first win in the three national series at Atlanta Motor Speedway growing up here in Atlanta? Obviously, I know you're super proud of your first win, but is it any more special for you being here in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's surreal. I mean, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I grew up racing on the Legends Oval there, and, you know, being here for so many years and dreaming of racing at a national level, I never thought that my first win would be here, and I never even could have imagined that I've ever won a race in general in the Truck Series. So to be here and to win and to be on my home track, it's just, you know, I couldn't ask for any better support from everybody that helps get me here, and it's awesome.
All right. We'll take our final question from Chris.
How are you going to celebrate?
I don't know yet. I'm ready to watch this Xfinity race and head home, and I'll decide on the way home, I guess. Thank you.
All right. Well, Corey, thank you so much. Congratulations on your first career NASCAR King World Truck Series win, and congratulations on doing it in your home state as well.
I appreciate it. Thank you.